My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Labor Day Monday morning, September the 2nd. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy Labor Day to everybody in Big Creek. You know about Big Creek?
Big Creek.
Big Creek.
Okay. I've heard of that.
Okay. Well, those
have a been.
For those of you, it's unincorporated. It's Forsyth, Fulton area, you know, that kind of like right in there. It's between the two. The creek mouth goes into the Chattahoochee.
Mm-hmm.
It's located in the southern border of Roswell, where State Route 6 crosses the river. So it's either Big Creek or Vickery Creek. You can go either way.
Okay.
But it's an unincorporated area, but it's up there. Folks that live in that area, they know that they live there, and they're appreciative of us giving them a shout-out this morning.
Recognizing Big Creek.
Yeah, exactly. Came back with some Teddy Pendergrass, which, by the way, we've talked about people we'd like to sing like.
Oh, man.
Put him on my list. If I could sing like Teddy. But watch what I do here. Today was the day that Teddy Roosevelt had his famous phrase. September 2nd, the walk softly and carry a big stick.
Oh, yeah.
That came from President Roosevelt.
Okay.
And he said it on this day. And he was talking to a bunch of folks in Minnesota, talking about their national duty.
Ah.
So, national duty is to walk softly and carry a big stick, according to the old Rough Rider. Turn of the century. And today, by the way, also, and this is documented, was the date of the first American bank robbery. I love making you make that face.
Whoa, like, really?
Yeah, man. I tell you.
Well, the first documented one. It may have been something that may not have been documented.
Many banks before this happened. This is like the late 1700s. So there weren't many banks.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Happened on this
Who had
day.
The idea to rob the bank?
It was, they don't have the guy's name, but he took $162,000 Bank of Pennsylvania. And it was a bank that was in actual Philadelphia, and it happened on this day.
Man.
1789. This is, by the way, this is what we do on Saturday and Sunday mornings. We give you lots of insignificant information for you to carry throughout the course of the day. And at some point, somebody's going to say something and you will pull one of these nuggets out and look like a star.
They're going to say, where'd you get that from?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, laced with a few more here. But I do want to talk about something that we started the show with because there were a number of people, me included, who wanted to sit back, got their food ready, got their feet up, walked the dog to watch last night's Braves game on ESPN. And watched the pregame show, watched the countdown or whatever you call it, right? Mm-hmm. Watched all that, and as soon as the first pitch was ready, went to black.
Yep. There are a lot of folks on social media just went nuts.
A lot of Elvis things happened, too, where people pulled out that six-shooter. Anyway, here's the deal. ESPN and other Disney-owned channels have gone dark on DirecTV after the sides failed to come to terms on a new contract, new agreement. Business impasse that reflects the broader economic plan spreading throughout the pay TV sector. It affected some 11 million plus subscribers, but this is the part I want to make sure I get this right. Disney leaders argue that they had no choice as DirecTV has balked paying what it described as market rates for its channels. It's a much longer article, but I'm not reading all that.
How long is this going to go on?
I don't know, man. But I don't care because I don't, there's nothing that, Georgia's not going to show up there as far as college football. We know where they're going to be. Braves.
They may have a game there, though.
Well, let's hope that they take care of it before then.
Yeah.
Right now, Sunday night baseball is the only thing that lands on my radar because we can watch football on other channels. So, you know, you kind of hope that they get things done. Thank you, Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Going back to being chairman of Disney.
Well, no, they go back. You got. That's where your Monday night game is.
Well, that's true. Well, at least we still got Sunday night. They got to do – so let's put it this way. The money that they will continuously lose on Monday Night Football, somebody going to get some folks in some offices. And the fact that they pulled the plug the way they did last night got everybody's attention.
Right.
They did that on purpose.
Because they know football season is here and they're going to get this thing straight this week.
September 1st, there were people in meetings going, okay, we're going to run ESPN right up to first pitch. Because it was on all day. It was on for all the stuff except for when the game came on. We will see what happens there.
Well, anyway, there's a college football game tonight. You got Florida State on tonight.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Well, where's ESPN. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Boston College, Florida State is our college football game tonight.
That's all I'm going to say.
I think the curious will tune in to see how Florida State performs. When last we saw them, they were being manhandled by Georgia Tech. And I think a lot of people will tune in to see. I think Florida State is going to be a good team this year. I think they're going to be a good team. I think that's what we see. I mentioned it yesterday morning. The two things that we talk about as far as, you know, college football, identity and retention. To me, those are two words that we don't say enough. Florida State did not have its identity yet last week.
Can I ask you a question? When have they had an identity? When was the last time you knew what Florida State was? When was the last time?
Before their quarterback got hurt last season. Before their quarterback got hurt last season, they were Florida State.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This group has had a lot of new quarterback, a lot of transfer portal. And with those guys coming in, they don't know who they are the first game. They really don't. And that's why Tech was able to beat them. Tech established their identity and retention, that other word. They didn't have a lot of guys jump ship, go other places. With Georgia Tech, the core of that team stayed together. And to me, in this day of the transfer portal, those are two big words when we talk college football, especially early in the season. Establishing an identity and who you get to retain. Yeah, I brought in this guy. I brought in this guy. You know, Deion Sanders brought in a bunch of dudes out in Colorado, and they almost lost to North Dakota State. You know, they're going to be a good team this year. That's not the team they're going to be all season.
And
there's a lot of new.
And now the other side of that entire argument, while it may be relevant, you bring up Dabo Swinney, who did exactly that, who retained everybody, who will not even look toward the transfer portal, and we saw what happened to him.
But that's so just it, though. To me, it's a different because these other teams have. Now, to me, Clemson's a totally different deal. You know, all the Georgia Tech guys weren't just strictly – he's done transfer portal. He refuses to do the portal. He's on a whole different – to me, that's a whole different kettle of fish. Because everybody's doing that now. Everybody
when you mention retention,
you're retaining just what you brought in and what you've recruited. not what you brought in from other places, guys who already had previous playing experience. That's, to me, that's the difference. You got guys who've been on the field at other places and have played. You come in, your terminology changes, your language, what you call something one place, you call it something different here. It takes a minute to get that done and to get to know the guys in the next locker to you. You know, everybody's going out there with name tags on. Hello, my name is, and it's time to play a game. Well, so, I mean, it makes the first couple of weeks of college football.
I was just going to say, this is going to be there's going to be moving targets.
But it makes it like March Madness. It makes it just like the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The teams that are able to keep guys together, you know, and you end up having a Florida Atlantic, or you end up having a San Diego
Gonzaga,
State.
Something
you
like
know,
that. Became a power.
You have guys who may not be all five-star NBA-bound guys, but you're going to go in there with a couple of guys who are three stars and three guys to complement them well, and they've been together for 3 years, 4 years. They're going to beat you. Are they going to give you fits? You know, if you're Duke or North Carolina or Kansas or one of the premier programs in basketball, it's worked its way into football now.
So getting into football, if I'm hearing you correctly, we're going to see more Cincinnati's like we saw a few years ago that made it to the playoffs.
If you still consider them that, because Cincinnati's Big 12 now.
So now,
they moved to a
But the point is, they're not considered a national power, but yet what they did a few years ago got them, they ascended. So what you're saying is, listen, it is fluid what is going on in this sport.
And I'm not saying those teams are going to be powers, but they're going to take your lunch money.
And give a chance to get in. Now it's 12 teams, too, now.
Right.
Because you dismissed them before because there's no way they're going to make the top four. Now they could be in that top 12.
They could be that, but like I'm saying, this is for early in the season. I don't know if you maintain that. I don't know if North Dakota State plays Colorado after game 5 or 6, if that's a close game. Colorado will have time to establish an identity. They obviously have recruited more talented players. That's what I'm saying, this Florida State team will be a better team. They got better athletes than Georgia Tech does. They have better athletes, but they're not yet a better team. We're going to watch tonight to see if they're improving as a team.
Well, hopefully we can watch tonight. But the other thing about that is they hit their knees every night hoping that Georgia Tech continues to play well.
Absolutely. Because the worst thing that can happen to Florida State right now is for Tech to go 6-6.
Yeah.
You know, so they're wanting Tech to continue to play the way they're playing, continue to have the outstanding season that they had. There was no the Georgia State game that did not end up being a Bowling Green game for Georgia Tech. And so, you know, that's college football now. Now, the folks who follow in Georgia don't have to worry about any of that. We so stacked and so deep with talent.
Nobody gets injured.
Well, that's just it, though. If you do, your best running back is sitting there watching.
You don't want nothing to happen to Carson Beck.
You got
stack
room there. You got talent in your quarterback room too.
We have seen.
You know,
we have seen
so much so that one had to leave.
Just the one game so far.
Yeah.
You know, start with Starks, the catch he made. What quarter was that?
That interception.
I'm trying to think of
Malachi Starks.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm trying to think of the guy who did it from the Giants, the NFL player, the wide receiver, who did it in the minds of many. Help me out, Noel. The wide receiver from the Giants who and then went to the Rams and didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
You're talking about Beckham.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
O'Neal.
All right. But, I mean, the best example is the quarterbacks we watched last night. These are guys who stayed because they were playing behind Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks at Southern Cal and LSU, right? I mean, they could bounce out and say, well, no, I'm going somewhere else to try to play, or they could stay there until forgotten. To me, that's what made the story great about the Southern Cal win last night. That guy, you know, the quarterback stayed there and remained there. And also, shout out to our home folks, you know, the kicker on the team is from Stars Mill High School, and the running back that scored the winning touchdown, Woody, is from Carver High School here in Atlanta. So we had our Georgia folks there a long way from home, but they played well in Vegas. Understand that stadium was about 65% LSU folks.
I believe it.
Yeah, the folks from Louisiana made that trip to Vegas,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's what?
Well, for the Southern Cal folks, it's like a
4-hour drive.
Yeah, right. They do that on a regular basis. But for the LSU people, they said that stadium was about 65% LSU. shout out Bo Johnson.
Oh, yeah, you know he's wearing purple today. You know it. Listen, got money flying through the air. We're going to let you know about the projects that are being shot, even though it's a holiday weekend. Got a casting call out there, some job. In fact, a big one. There is a huge AI project, which I have leading off, the casting call breakdowns. You can look at it right now and get cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/castingcall. But up next weekend, another one of those weekends where we just show that we can do everything. Just first rate. And there is a group of people out there who just put together just a first-class show every race weekend. They do it 365 days a year because there's a number of stuff out there going on at Atlanta Motor Speedway. But when it comes to race weekend, it's second to none. So we're going to talk to Brandon Hutchison up next, getting ready for the Quaker State 400, available, by the way, at Walmart. He is joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, in for the morning chip.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this Labor Day morning. Thank you for letting Sam and I, not only this morning, but our Saturday and Sunday shows, thank you for letting us be a part of your movements on weekends. Now, when this man woke up this morning, there was no way in the world that he thought that he would be compared with Frank Sinatra. But he's like the chairman out there at Atlanta Motor Speedway, right? And you know how we feel about Brandon. So this morning we made him chairman of the board. What the hell? I wonder how he feels about
anyway.
That. Well, you know, but he's never been called that publicly. So just thought, how can I? This guy has done so much for our show. Every time he comes on here, he's done stuff for us personally. So again, as we welcome you and thank you for everything you've done, man. Good morning, Brandon Hutchison, Atlanta Motor Speedway, and just getting ready for next weekend. How about it, buddy?
Sam and Greg, thank you so much for having me on this beautiful Labor Day.
Yeah.
It's race week, guys.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. See, to him, it ain't football week. It's race week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. Going to be here in 6 short days.
We talk about, you know, the preparations that you guys, you know, do and the show that you put. I call it a show because it's a race weekend, but it's you come out there and you just, your head's on a swivel for all the things that you see and you experience. When do you guys start? How many weeks after the, I guess, the spring race do you start preparing for this one?
You know, that's a great question. We're actually looking during all of our events and how we can approve for the next one, so we started preparing for this one during the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart last July, so it's been over a year. Can't get here quick enough. You're right. You know, these are big events with a lot of moving parts, and it's a huge responsibility that we take seriously. We want to make sure that everybody that chooses to come to Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend has a phenomenal time.
Spend your time on the waitforit.com hotline with Brandon Hutchinson, Atlanta Motor Speedway. They're social. You can always find them at ATL Motor Speedway, at ATL Motor Speedway, for everything that's happening, not just this week, but all the time, the things that are going on out that way.
Talk about it all the time, man.
I really. A lot has taken place since the last time we saw, and not to mention the fantastic finish we saw when we were last there. You know, we talked about, you know, the playoffs starting here, you know, this time around, and even next year, what's going to happen. And, you know, an in-season tournament that's going to be started. Atlanta is going to be the focal point for some really big events and really really big times with NASCAR this week and going forward.
You know, Atlanta is such a cool event town. So much to do on any given weekend. We hope a lot of folks will choose to come out and see us this weekend. A 3-wide finish, 0.07 of a second separated first from third place. Guys, that's like racing from here to Daytona Beach, Florida. And when we get there, we're not even 2 blinks apart. That's amazing. Closest 3-wide finish in NASCAR history. You know, we're a world-class racing facility, but we're one of the largest sporting entertainment facilities in Atlanta. We've already done over 400 events this year. This weekend is obviously our biggest, but we try to produce memories for people throughout the entire year.
Yeah, we send people to the website on a regular basis and say, you will be surprised at the events that you just don't know that are going on out there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So, again, we're always pushing people to the site to see the various events that you have coming up. Again, Brandon Hutchinson, Atlanta Motor Speedway, joining Sam and Greg as we sit here on this Labor Day morning on race week.
Yeah.
you know, getting ready.
That's right, for race week.
For the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. But you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to continue the promotion for what you guys going on. You're going to love this. Because I was thinking about this, Sam. You know that you can not only, we're focused on this upcoming weekend.
Right.
But let's play this forward. Let's say the beginning of next year, you're thinking about, hey, I want to get an early start on my NASCAR viewing. And I heard that they're moving the Clash. You're right. It's driving distance from where we are. You literally could drive between the first 3 races of next season, with the race, the Clash being moved over to Winston-Salem, then you could literally drive down to Daytona, and then, of course, then after Daytona, you make your plans to come up here for Atlanta. That's going to be February 23rd. So, in other words, you can start plotting your little, you know, race excursions now, knowing that you don't have to jump on a plane. You can drive between all of them. How'd you like that promotion there, Brandon?
That's amazing. You know, it's true. Bowman Gray is going to produce a Clash like we've never seen before. It's going to be so cool. That stadium is one of the benchmarks in how we got to where we are today. It's just a great place to see a race. It's old school short track racing. You think it gets a little gritty on the big tracks, wait till you get to Bowman Gray. And then you're right. Back-to-back super speedway style racing to start the season. Atlanta, February 23rd for the Ambetter Health 400 is going to be a big time. But hey, if your wallet's a little tight, we know it might be these days.
Yep.
We hope you just stay right here in Atlanta and go to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
There you go.
We work real hard to make sure that if you do decide to come see us, we're going to make sure you get as much bang for your buck as you're going to get anywhere else you go.
And a lot of momentum, a lot of excitement coming in. We had a driver drive his way into the playoff last night up at Darlington, an outstanding race. Thoughts about the momentum for Chase Briscoe, but also the rest of the drivers as they head here now and things ramp up at a different level, it's playoff time.
Everybody says it's week one this week. I'm like, you're right, it is week one. It's week one of the playoffs. It's the round of 16. Man, so cool to see Chase Briscoe get the checkered flag last night and get into the playoffs. 40 drivers are going to be working real hard this weekend to take that checkered flag, but it's going to mean a little bit more for 16 as they try to punch their ticket to the round of 12. Atlanta is the first round of the playoffs. We're going to have an amazing weekend. Laser light shows, fireworks shows, mechanical bulls, free things for the kids going on in the fan zone, driver Q&As throughout the weekend. We've got Zach Top pre-race concert, Foo's Fighters Peach Pit Party on Saturday night after the Focused Health 250. Guys, we are stuffing 10 pounds in a 5-pound sack, just like you know we always do.
They do a great job. And listen, you're sleeping on something I actually impressed him with last time we talked to him. And I mentioned this because it is true. You have a perception about going in and out of Atlanta Motor Speedway. This group of people that work out there, they have got this down to a science.
Yeah.
You are not sitting there, you know, looking for your patience. Brandon, you guys and your staff, you do a great job of getting people in and out of there on those race days. So let's not sleep on the stuff that you know, you do a great job when they get there, but don't let people believe they're going to be sitting there in traffic, because you guys, along with local police, do an incredible job of making sure everything flows properly.
We hope when you show up and when you leave, you don't even think about the logistics that go into a race weekend. But you're right. We try to make sure that every detail is thought of. I walked in the conference room about 3 weeks ago, and there sits the Georgia Department of Transportation, the Georgia State Patrol, the Hampton Police Department, the Henry County Sheriff's Department, the Henry County Police Department. I can assure you, we're working real hard, not just to make sure the cars can go around the track and we got mechanical bulls and laser light shows, but we're making sure that there's no cross traffic. If there's accidents, we know where we're steering you. And let me tell you, when 100,000 people come together and then everybody wants to leave at once, you need to pack your patience for just a few minutes. But I can promise you, we're getting you in and out of Atlanta Motor Speedway quicker than any major sporting event in the United States of America.
Right.
I can promise you.
No, he's right there. Yep.
Absolutely, absolutely. Brandon, of course, we got racing on Saturday and Sunday, but there's something that starts before the cars get on the track. Laps for Charity. Talk about that. It's something that's always very special at AMS.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I sit on the board for the Speedway Children's Charities Atlanta, and we give money, funding, to children's organizations all around the state. You know, we want every child to have as many opportunities as humanly possible. So we work real hard throughout the entire weekend, whether it's the 50-50 or the silent auction or the laps for charity, where you can drive your car on the high banks of Atlanta Motor Speedway. And it goes for a great cause. You know, a lot of 501c3s are doing really good things in this market, and Speedway Children's Charities is no exception. 93 cents of every single dollar goes to these children's organizations. So we're going to make sure that we allow our fans to have a good time, and we're going to try to make sure that we raise some kids, some money for kids in the process.
Fantastic. That is simply fantastic. All right, we still got tickets left. You got any packages or suggestions for people who want to get into the racing weekend?
Kids are absolutely free on Saturday for the Focused Health 250 and everything that comes along with that. Kids are only $10 for the NASCAR Cup Series playoff opener. $10 to see the best 40 drivers in the world. Adult packages start at $69 for the whole weekend. Camping, $75 packages starting for the entire week. You can actually go out there starting Wednesday and camp for the rest of the week. Go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. I'm a blue-collar guy. I can promise you, we've got a price point for you and your family if you want to come out to Atlanta Motor Speedway. This weekend is going to be a BFD, guys. Don't freak out. That's a big freaking deal.
The only thing that was missing was that. From what he just said, I was waiting for his hand to go up and go, and I approved this message. He did that great. he did that great. Brandon, man, we miss you, and always we will do our best to just remind people of what's going on out there and the show that you folks put on at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Tickets still available, but bring the kids on out there. And listen, just looking forward to another first-class event.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Guys, Sam and Greg, the only thing better than you guys is the listeners in the state of Georgia. Man, I hope everybody comes out and sees us. It's going to be a great weekend. We're excited about it. AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. This weekend, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart.
There you go. That's our man right there.
Yeah, man.
And got one of the greatest views in sports in the city.
Yeah, he does.
Well, actually, it's west, east of the Mississippi. Brandon, as always, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, Brandon.
There is money flying There is money flying through the air, even some down there by New Hampton. I'm going to let you know about what's going on in the film and television industry up next. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Labor Day morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. On this Monday morning. See, I tell you, man, it still feels like Sunday.
Does it?
It feels like Sunday.
Because first one of these weeks gets people week turned around. You know, you have a Monday holiday and whatnot, people, and
man,
so you got a short week.
Yeah.
And you fall behind if you're not careful. And that's the thing. You know, you like football teams got to be on their regular season schedule, whatever. You know, like up at Falcons today, Coach Raheem Morris is supposed to speak. I mean, I think it's something he's going to do. I think he's going to speak on Mondays, you know, each way. And that's everything's got to be on, even though it's a holiday for most folk.
Mm-hmm.
You want these folks to be ready to do what they're going to do next Sunday, right? So they got to be on point.
You got to be ready.
Right? So, I mean, that's the other part of it. You know, it's a challenge for, like, the high school coaches. You know, because think about that. They're not in school today.
No.
You know, but those guys got to get together and have a meeting or something, you know. They're probably doing like they do Thanksgiving. They're probably getting them together for a little while this morning if somebody's having a cookout or something like that, family whatnot, so they can do that. But they're probably doing like Thanksgiving since we won't have high school football Thanksgiving.
I was just going to say that's not happening this year.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you know? I got through a birthday out here to a coworker, a former coworker of ours.
Of ours?
Of ours.
Okay.
But yet still known nationally. Today, happy birthday, Sam Mitchell.
Oh, man, Coach. Coach.
Sam was an OG here. He was here when we opened the doors.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, Sam Mitchell. Happy birthday to him. I'm going to give you a name, some names here, and see if you can guess who this person is. He's celebrating a birthday today, and he's a former running back in the NFL. Right, and he's an all-time great. These are the guys I'm taking ahead of him. Me, not necessarily you, but I'm taking these dudes ahead of this guy. He falls in right after him. Jim Brown.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going with Walter.
Okay.
Then I'm going with Gale.
Okay.
Then I'm going with OJ.
Okay.
That's right. I said it. OJ.
Yeah.
I'm going with Earl Campbell.
Okay.
And I'm going with Barry Sanders.
Ooh.
Then I'm going with this dude. Played west of the Mississippi. I'll give you a little hint. It's his birthday today. And he's an all-time great. And did something that only one other NFL, well, two other NFL players did. I think there was just two. But he was the second person to do this.
Okay.
I'm taking Eric Dickerson.
Okay. Well, he played here a hot minute.
Yeah, talking about the L.A., the dude who ran for 2,000 yards.
Yep.
After O.J. did it.
With the curl.
Yes.
Cake from what? Adidas. I still think that's the hilarious thing ever.
Say that again.
I said, and then he got a cake from Adidas. I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever. He was expecting something else, but he got a cake.
Okay. I remember.
What did that get you? A quarter of a sheet cake?
Oh, I got you. Okay. I don't remember the cake thing.
Go back and watch this 30 for 30. It was a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was upset about that cake.
30 for 30. So you're saying that when he got that $2,000, Nike brought him a cake?
Adidas, excuse me.
They brought him a cake?
They brought him a cake, a quarter of a sheet cake. Congratulations.
Wow.
Does he land on your top running back?
Yes.
Yeah. Them guys I mentioned, does he go ahead of any of them in your mind?
You left somebody out there.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me.
You left off Franco.
I would still put him ahead of Franco Harris. Franco Harris?
Yeah.
He's a fullback, man. I want Eric Dickerson. I want a gazelle back there.
I'm just saying.
I got a fullback on me. I got Earl Campbell, who's not really a fullback, but he can play like one.
Could have been.
But, yeah, anyway, happy birthday. Went all the way around the corner. And one for you, the original bad boy of tennis. Happy birthday, Connors.
Wow.
Jimmy Connors today. So I'll throw that out there. Heavyweight champion of the world, Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today. And a guy who...
I actually met him once.
How was he? He talked a little
cool
bit
guy.
Like this.
He's a cool guy. You talk a little bit like that.
Yeah, he's got it. He's quite confident in himself. He's not Mike Tyson. He's feeling pretty good. This is a dude who I don't know when he started 2024 thought he was going to be as famous and cause the conversation that he did. But happy birthday to Mekhi Sierra. You don't know who that is, do you? That's Cat Williams.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know his real name. Yeah. Anyway, Sam and Greg, we are in for Tiffany, Bo, and Mike on this Labor Day morning. I've been telling you about money flying through the air, and it is out there. The casting call, I put together one. It's not very busy right now. And I've got about three, four opportunities for you on the casting call, but the first one is huge. This is Casting TaylorMade. We're back with a AI digital twins. Casting speaking roles for HeyGen, a top AI avatar company. An exciting three-year opportunity to explore new avenues in AI and digital media with no ties to TV, film, or commercial. Read the rest of this, break it down, and just go to the link and check it out. If this is you, it is a big opportunity. So, again, you'll see this is the first one from Casting TaylorMade on the breakdown. Now, Casting TaylorMade is also doing Found, the NBC show. It's in its second year. And have a handful of needs, but specifically this week, Heather's looking for a grandfather type, Hispanic grandfather, somewhere between 60 and 80, 90 years old. And I'm trying to think. You're going to be the grandfather of one of the kids and obviously the dad of one of the stars of the show. So, again, you'll see this under Casting TaylorMade Found and looking for grandfather types. Hilton Casting got a bunch of needs, and this is all for P-Valley. They got an underground poker game going on. So they need... And I'm reading this, and again, no offense to anybody because I've said this for you. As long as I've been doing casting call, they are not politically correct. They need what they need when they need it. They're not cussing at you, but they are not using PC language at times because they're going for certain looks. This is not the one I'm speaking of specifically, but they are looking for a pimp poker player. This is how it's written, Sam. Asian gangster poker player. Gangster poker player. Butch female poker player. That's the one I was referring to. That's how they have it written, folks. Don't come looking at me. Biker poker player and a henchman. Again, the definition of a henchman is
so what? Now my thing is, what do you wear? Because sometimes if you want a certain role, you try to dress as close to that as possible.
I would say,
if you don't have anything already in your wardrobe like that, I mean.
Well, whatever you can dress. Okay, so which one are you talking about? The biker, let's say the biker or a henchman?
The biker, you need the leather vest.
If you ain't got it, just dress as whatever you got that makes you look tough. That's the way I look at it. Because they're not looking at your clothes, they're looking at you. What you got from the neck up, yeah, or your body type, or the tattoos you got on you. Listen, let me tell you something right now.
T-shirt with some suit, with a roll of a pack of cigarettes rolled up in it or something.
I mean, this ain't James Dean in the 50s. I ain't seen nobody with no rolled up cigarettes.
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
No. But here, check this out. Okay, so this is the difference between what you described and where we are in 2024. Because they said they need a gangster poker player, and they literally put down here, please, acceptable to have tattoos, gold teeth, face scars, etc.
That's probably encouraged.
Yeah, so I'm saying they're looking at life in 2024. And they also, and I left this out too, girlfriends.
Okay.
Any ethnicity, 20s to 40s. So you'll see that all under Hilton Casting. Moving down to Central Casting, they have an unnamed series, which is, I mean, this is one of those where everybody knows the show, but for whatever reason, the producers of the show don't want the casting directors, when they're out casting, to use the name. They give them a working title or just say Untitled Series. It's on HBO, and they are looking for soccer players. Now, this is happening this week, so you want to sign up as quick as possible. Here's the deal. They're looking for minors, looking for 16- and 17-year-olds who can play soccer, any ethnicity, boys and girls, and it shoots later on this week. You're going to have a fitting, and then you also got to make sure you got that number from the Georgia Department of Labor. I have the link in this breakdown. Anybody under 18 got to have that number. It takes a day or so for you to get it once you fill out the paperwork. But those are the ones you have for this week. Central Casting, again, unnamed series on HBO. looking for soccer players. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff? Greg.Clarkson@Odyssey.com. You can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X. See, you got me staying Twitter still. On X or, again, on
it's
our
whatever, it's whatever you call it in the last 15 minutes.
But it's been been long enough since they changed it. He got enough problems anyway. This country's kicking that thing out.
Well, I'm just saying, whichever one you call it, some people call it anyway. Anyway, I want to say, go fish.
Okay.
Shout out to the South Georgia catfish.
Oh, that's right. You called me from
South,
set.
The set from set.
You were on set.
I was.
You were on set.
South Georgia catfish. I don't know the name of the movie. I don't know whatever it is, but they were shooting it over at Pete's place last week.
Yep.
I'm walking in there for Georgia State football practice, man, and they got these signs all over the place. South Georgia. Gold catfish, and they even had like a wall of honor. They had like some jerseys with some guys named like some retired numbers.
That movie,
all set up in there. Like this is something that doesn't even exist. But the South Georgia catfish, I can just imagine them talking about. It would have go gold. Yes, that would be your cheer. Gold fish.
That has been somebody's job when they made the decision. These are the two teams that are playing. Somebody made a call to probably. Game-changing films. Hey, we need another football team to play against the team we're going to have in the movie, like we did at Pope High School.
Right.
And they sent them out there. And then there's somebody who works in the art department who put together the artwork. They went long,
and they hung
walls.
It. They had a thing like you touch before you run out.
On the field, like play like a champion.
Yeah, they went up with the catfish. Catfish on it, man. So I can't wait to see if this team has a mascot, what that mascot outfit looks like. Here comes this thing walking out there with a tail and some whiskers, the fish, I'm curious to see. I don't know what the working name of it or what it is. I mean, if I find out some more about it, but that's all I know. And I sent you pictures of the base camp that was set up right there
in
Summerhill. That was going on last week.
So there's some folks who got a little extra money at their university there.
Not the first time. They did one involving Clemson one time. Wait until you walk in there and see a bunch of dudes walking out in orange uniforms with. I was like, what the heck they doing here?
Yeah, exactly.
I walked. It was a few years back. They used that. How they imitated the running down the hill? I don't know because there's no hill to run down.
As we sit here in this segment where I talk about movies, today was the day of the first science fiction film was released.
Okay.
A movie called
As we celebrate Dragon Con.
There you go.
How about that?
A Trip to the Moon. The Ralph Cramden story. No, I don't know.
That was the name of the movie?
I just thought about that, the Ralph Cramden part. But A Trip to the Moon was the name of the movie. 1902. The first science fiction movie.
Okay.
So there you go. And happy birthday. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about the top A-listers. This dude is an A-lister. Not Harrison Ford, Tom Cruise, or everything. But there are few people whose career rivals this dude, and I would take it in a heartbeat. Happy 60th birthday. You ready for this? 60. Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah. And I would take his career over pretty much anybody's. And then you think about the body of work that dude has done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
except I can't, talk like him and get away with that stuff. Coming up, we move into the 9 o'clock hour.
We have a special guest.
Yeah.
Very, very special guest, folks. I mean, with the Paralympics happening right now, part of the legacy of the Paralympics being here in Atlanta is the adaptive sports. We're going to hear from someone who's on Team USA wheelchair handball. Naji Smothers going to join us next. Our very special guest is Sam, Greg, Noel, other side of the glass, as we move into the steakhouse.
And remind you that this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Start packing for the 9 o'clock hour. That's us. We're in for the morning shift. Now the steakhouse. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Oh. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.